And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this update's brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you. In Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Kiro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. We're going to get right to your local news next. A student from Huron Area Tech Center has earned national recognition at one of the country's largest career and technical education competitions. Jay Lee, a cosmetology student at the Huron Area Tech Center, captured third place nationally during the Skills USA National Leadership and Skills Conference held in Atlanta, Georgia. The achievement places Jay Lee among the top competitors in the nation in the cosmetology category, following competition against students across the United States. School officials say the accomplishment reflects months of training, dedication, and professional skill development through the Tech Center's cosmetology program. Jay Lee's third place finish brings national honors back to the Huron Area Tech Center and highlights the growing success of career and technical education students on the national stage. And a routine day off turned into an unexpected arrest for Sebring Police Chief Repke after he spied a familiar face behind the wheel of a vehicle while running personal errands. According to the Village of Sebring Police Department, the incident unfolded when the chief, who was off duty and helping a friend with a project, noticed a driver that he recognized from previous encounters. The driver was operating a black Cadillac Escalade and was allegedly known to law enforcement. Authorities said the vehicle had no license plates and the driver was reportedly operating without insurance. Further investigation revealed the individual allegedly had a driver's license that had been revoked multiple times and was wanted on no bond warrant. What the driver apparently didn't expect was to encounter the police chief on his day off. Driving an older pickup truck loaded with lumber and casually dressed in shorts and Aerosmith concert t-shirt, Chief Repke followed the vehicle to an apartment parking lot before making contact with the driver. Police said the driver initially did not recognize the chief of uniform. However, recognition quickly followed when the chief identified himself and displayed his badge. The encounter ended with the suspect being taken into custody without incident and transported to the local jail. The department later shared the story on social media using the tongue-in-cheek silly goose theme, popularized by the catchy Kansas Police Department, using humor to remind residents that avoiding law enforcement is rarely a successful strategy. The post jokingly noted that while Chief Repke may have been enjoying a day off, crime apparently was not. The incident serves as a reminder that police officers, particularly in small communities, often remain vigilant even when they are off the clock. As the department summed it up, if crime doesn't take a day off, neither do they. We'll be right back with your national and international news next.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
Don't waste your time shopping for ag equipment through online auctions. Head to your nearest Tri-County equipment location and ask about their wide selection of pre-owned equipment, including pre-owned tractors, implements, sprayers, combines, and more. When you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment, you're not just buying equipment, you're buying with confidence. Tri-County knows the history of the equipment you're purchasing. Why buy online without truly knowing what you're getting?
Plus, you don't have to worry about expensive auction fees when you shop locally with Tri-County Equipment. To check their inventory, visit TriCountyEquipment.com, call your local Tri-County salesperson, or stop into your nearest Tri-County Equipment location.
Don't miss your chance to save big at Tri-County Equipment. Get to your local Tri-County Equipment and lock in your savings before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back with your national and international news. A severe rift is widening among national Democrats over the highly consequential state of Maine and its Senate race. The party is increasingly divided following a series of serious, unverified allegations against their presumptive nominee, Graham Plattner. While some progressive factions are demanding Plattner step aside to protect the party's chances of holding the seat, establishment leaders are urging caution until a formal internal investigation is complete. The intra-party gridlock comes at the worst possible time, as national funding for the race hangs in the balance. And delegations from Hamas have officially arrived in Cairo to initiate critical meetings with international mediators regarding the implementation of a comprehensive Gaza ceasefire. The talks are set to focus heavily on the complex logistics of the agreement's first phase, including the reopening of vital border crossings for humanitarian aid. The negotiations face immense friction as the parties transition into discussing the highly controversial second phase. These future steps include deeply sensitive proposals regarding the deployment of an international peacekeeping force and the eventual armament of political factions within the territory. And we will be right back after this message from AVS Broadband.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.